And now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for the afternoon play. Duce's Bonds by Robin Brooks. In 1926, an assassination attempt on the Italian dictator Benito Mussolini led to the incarceration of a young woman. Based on this real event, our play is set three decades later in an English asylum. And some listeners may find the sound of the treatment given to the patients disturbing.
Ma sarebbe una sera di fronte alle 100 pugnalate che la prende.
Please, Maggie.
What?
Please.
Please what?
My wireless.
Matron says you have to have the wireless when you've been a good girl.
I have been a good girl. I've been good today, please.
All right.
Now, once you've removed the pilot...
Made his remarks at an address to the West Point Military Academy. The Secretary of State said that Britain had lost an empire but not yet found a role.
Just over
the
a minute.
The Prime Minister told the BBC that his Majesty's government did not accept that the UK had ceased to be a great power and that the failure to hold the Suez Canal would lead to the loss of all British interests in the Middle East. This is the BBC Home Service. And now for our afternoon theatre presentation, Duce's Bonds, written by Mr. Robin Brooks.
Afternoon plays are always rubbish.
You get it and then you turn it off. What's the matter with you?
You're a nurse, you tell me.
Don't you get snippy, madam. I'll take it away again.
No, don't.
Let go.
No, get off. Maggie, I'm bleeding.
Oh, here. Put this on it.
Yes.
Why did you have to go and do that, Violet? You're getting me out of sorts.
I'm sorry.
You won't tell anyone about this, will you?
No.
Oh, it's still bleeding. What'll you say?
I'll say I fell and hurt myself.
That's right. That's a good girl. That's my soldier.
Your brother was a soldier, wasn't he, Maggie?
Yeah, he was.
Was he brave?
He was very brave. He fought right through Monte Cassino. He was killed in Rome.
In Rome? Who killed him?
He died in an air raid. They gave him a medal. Oh, I'm sure he was delighted about that.
Was I asleep? Where am I? Oh... Oh, it's locked! Open the door! Where am I? Open the door!
What is it?
I've forgotten my name!
Violet.
Where is this?
Somewhere you can be taken care of.
What country? What country?
England.
And who is the Prime Minister?
Eden. Anthony Eden. And a right mess he's making.
Oh, Anthony Eden.
Yes.
Not Oswald Mosley.
No.
Have I killed someone?
No.
I killed someone.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't.
I shot him. I had a gun.
Violet.
I shot him. I'm in prison.
No.
This is prison.
Jean, are you out there? Get a pack set up for Gibson.
No, no.
I gave you your wireless, you little sod, and this is how you pay me
no,
back.
No, please.
You listen to that thing, Aldi. No wonder you're round the bend.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Jean, will you get in here?
No,
will you?
No. No.
Welcome to Ward D, Dr. Shelton.
Please, call me Francis.
Machen said you'd like a look around.
Yes, please. Lots to take in.
Yes.
So, disturbed. What does that mean here?
The hard cases is what it means. Not all dangerous once you get to know them, but all the ones that are better off solitary.
Long term?
Yeah, mostly.
I see.
Except for Betty here. She's in and out. She'll come up gradually and then she'll be on parole for a while, but sooner or later something will trip her up and it's back down again. She's down at the moment. Then there's our Nikki in there. She's the worst. No one's to be in there alone with her. She's our tiger.
Understood.
This is Denise's room. She's a trustee. She has the managing of the back pantry and, well, I don't know where we'd be without her. Well, you'll have seen her about on the tea run. She could be upstairs with the others, but she likes to have a room of her own, so we'll let her have this one.
There's something blocking the eye hole.
It's a calendar. She's allowed a bit of privacy. She's got some pot plants in there too.
But Denise is long term.
Since she killed her little baby in 1932.
I see.
Then Ruby. She thinks she's the queen of Bohemia.
I'm the bothering Queen of Bohemia, you slimy bitch!
That's right, Your Majesty! Call her Your Majesty and bow when you go in if you want anything out of her. This is Violet. She's long-term, too. She's up and down. She thinks she shot Mussolini.
Does she now?
When? She knows what day of the week it is.
Long-term?
More than 20 years, Doctor.
Do call me Francis.
She's up and down. We had to have it in a pack this morning.
A pack?
A wet wrap, you know.
You still do that?
Oh, yes, Doctor, we do, because it works.
How long?
How long what?
How long was she in the sheets?
A few hours.
How many?
4. It works.
You know there are going to be some changes. There are new treatments coming in.
Oh, yes.
That's why I'm here.
Yes, Doctor, it's very nice to have you, I'm sure.
Can I have my wireless?
Go on, Violet, you can help me with this.
Can I have my wireless? I need it.
Help me, I said.
If I help you, can I have my wireless back?
I don't make bargains.
Please!
What kind of sheets, Violet? Clean sheets or wet sheets wrapped tight for an hour or two?
I'm helping, aren't I?
That's better. I don't see why you need it.
I need to know what's what. Where I am. Whether it's the future or the past, you know?
Can't say that I do.
The present. It could be the present.
You could watch that television in the day ward if you were a good girl.
I don't like it out there. It's too confusing. I don't think I like television. Have you seen the new doctor?
Of course.
What's he like?
He's all right.
Is he handsome?
You could say.
How old is he?
Well, your age, I'd say. A wee bit older than me.
Is he married?
I had a fiancée. She went down with the Trincomalee.
Oh, dear, is that fatal? Will I catch it? I mean, will I die of it?
It's a ship. Just forget it, Violet. He's not married.
Will I see him?
Dr. Francis, I doubt it.
He might talk to me.
He's got another 392 to deal with, Violet. I don't think he's going to have much time for you.
So, Violet, shall we talk
You're
about
a doctor.
What... Yes.
When I shot Mussolini, there were lots of doctors.
Were there?
Yeah, lots and lots.
Oh, I expect there would be. He was an important man, wasn't he?
No, a whole crowd of them, 20 or more, all standing round. In fact, to tell you the truth, he was rather annoyed about it.
Who was?
Well, Mussolini, of course.
Why was that?
He thought it made him look silly. He didn't like looking silly.
But this was after you shot him?
Of course.
He was annoyed after you shot
him?
Yeah,
I just said that.
But wasn't he dead, if you shot him?
No, I...
You said you shot him.
Yeah, I did. I did shoot him.
But did he die?
I don't know. What if I missed? Well, perhaps I missed. Did I kill him? I killed him, didn't I? I'm sorry.
I should keep off the subject if I were you, Doctor. Doesn't do any good. She just gets excited and then we have to pick up the pieces, don't we? One goes off in D ward, it's like a box of fireworks.
Bedrooms or dormitories, Margaret, not wards. We're not going to call them wards anymore.
Oh, yes, I'm sure that'll make all the difference, Doctor.
I can't find anything about Violet Gibson in the records. They only go back to 42.
Well, they lost a lot. In the fire in Sea Wing.
Do you know anything about her?
Only what I've heard.
What were the circumstances of her committal, do you know?
I think the family had her in, a brother.
Does he visit?
I think maybe he's dead. But no visitors for Violet.
If he's a paid out of a trust.
I wouldn't know about that.
Maybe I'll talk to her again.
Talk all you like, Doctor. It won't do any good. I've talked to her for 5 years now, and I can't persuade her that she didn't shoot Mussolini.
Talking does help, Maggie.
Oh, Dr. Garnett, he loved to talk to the patients. We had a young woman here. She was convinced she'd been ravished and was pregnant. But she was a virgin, and she'd been convinced she'd been pregnant for more than a year. I say to her, you're not an elephant, dear, so you're not pregnant. But it does no good. Dr. Garnett tried to argue with her. He decided he would break down her resistance by cutting her diet and waking her every 4 hours to argue with her, you know, try to persuade her.
Did it work?
After 3 days, he comes to me. He's worn out by the four-hourly thing. And he says, the doctor says, mind, maybe we better give her another test. Maybe she is pregnant. She'd persuaded him, you see? He was brainwashed by his own technique. I had to remind him about the length of time she'd been claiming the supposed pregnancy. Talk all you like. Violet's just Violet.
Asleep. Where am I? Oh, it's locked. There's an eye hole in it. Where am I? Why am I in this cell?
It's not a cell, Violet. You mustn't call it that. It's a bedroom. We're not a hospital anymore. We're a therapeutic community, and we must all play our part. Even you, Violet. So keep your dressing gown on. And no breakfast for you this morning.
Why not?
Because you're going to have the new treatment.
What treatment?
The new one. They're going to make you all better.
How will they do that?
The doctor will tell you. Violet, it's your turn.
I've been good.
Don't worry. First time everybody's scared to death.
What are you doing?
A nurse is swabbing a little bit of methylated spirits on your temple, that's all. I'm going to put these two metal plates on each side of your forehead.
What's it for? What is it?
It's electricity, Violet. It'll make you feel better.
Now, how does it work?
No one quite knows how it works, but we know it does.
A bit like the wet wrapping.
No, I don't want it today.
Don't forget the hairpins, every last one of them.
Yes, Doctor.
I don't want this, no!
Now, nurse is going to give you something to bite down on.
No.
Come on now, Violet.
No, I don't want it!
Put these straps across you, just so that you don't hurt yourself. Ready?
Ready?
Who am I? Am I someone? Where am I? I was someone, and then I went down. Deep down. There's nowhere to stand. Where am I?
The wind high on Everest.
Her Majesty is already in her fairy tale golden coach.
It's the 4 minute mile.
This is the BBC Home
Service.
Tomorrow, Tuesday, will be treated as Victory in Europe Day.
We have never seen a greater day than this.
Vi? Vi? How are you?
I don't know.
Oh, you just lie quiet. You'll be all right.
Will I?
Do you want your wireless?
I have a wireless.
Yes. Well, you usually want it on.
All right.
I'll put it on for you.
No, it's a fish that's not...
At the Guildhall yesterday, Reichsminister Speer said that ties between the Reich and the countries of the European settlement were of growing importance in the face of competition from America and the Soviet Union. Sir Oswald Mosley greeted the Reichsminister's remarks warmly and agreed that the Reich and its allies must hold the balance.
Shift over a minute.
This is the EBC Home Service.
Move, Violet.
And now, for our afternoon theatre presentation, poet and playwright Enoch Powell's verse drama, The Thermopylae, will be repeated by popular demand after last Sunday's broadcast.
Don't turn it off.
You don't like the afternoon plays. You think they're rubbish.
Do I?
Yes.
This is England.
Yes.
Who is Prime Minister?
Sir Oswald Mosley.
Oswald Mosley?
Well, he has been for some time now, Vi. Ever since old Halifax popped off. Right, that's you done. You just give me a shout if you want anything. I'm going to leave your door open. All right. Welcome to Ward D, Dr. Shelton.
Thank you.
Matron said you'd like a look around.
Yes, please. So, how many do we have here?
Seven on this corridor, Doctor.
Long term?
Oh, mostly.
Who approaches the court?
Oh, now, that's Ruby. She thinks she's the Queen of Bohemia.
I am the badgering Queen of Bohemia, you slimy bitch.
That's right, Your Majesty. Oh, call her Your Majesty and bow when you go in if you want anything out of her.
Yes, I see. Where's Violet Gibson?
At the end there.
What's her condition?
Oh, she's stable. I mean, by rights, she shouldn't be on this wing at all, but... Well, Dr. Garnett said that we
yes,
shouldn't...
Yes, I'm sure Dr. Garnett was quite right.
Do you want to see her? Talk to her? I'm fairly sure that if you did...
I don't
did,
have
you'd...
time right now. Perhaps later.
Oh,
We've got a new doctor.
Oh, yes, somebody told me, I think.
Did they?
He's rather good looking.
That's right. Work gets around, doesn't it?
Do you want a hand with that?
Oh, that's all right, Vi. You take it easy. It's my job.
And he's a widower, isn't he?
Who told you that?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know what gave you that impression. He's married, Vi. So don't go getting any ideas.
He's about my age?
Yes. Well, I should think they've been married for a good few years.
Why?
Well, I saw him with his wife. We gave a lunch for them today.
Oh, is that why you're wearing your uniform?
Yes.
You look good in your uniform. Everyone says so.
Oh, thank you, Vi. I like the league. I don't mind saying.
Why do you like it?
Well, it's a good thing. We try to make a difference. Help our neighbours. It's well organised. I like the marching and the banners. Self-discipline. It's a bit like family for me. We get a bit of respect for who we are and what we do.
Do you think I'll get to meet him?
Who?
Dr. Shelton.
Oh, I'm sure you will in time. He's very busy, you know.
Yes, of course.
He asked after you.
Did he?
Yes. Wanted to know all about you.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Violet? Miss Gibson?
Do come in, Doctor. You don't have to knock, you know.
Thank you.
If you've come to see me, Doctor, to establish my condition, then I must tell you that I'm quite well, and I have been for a long time. When I first came here, I was not well, but that was partly to do with the way I was treated. There's nothing wrong with me now.
Many of the people here say that.
But you know I'm sane, don't you?
So why did you murder the Italian head of state?
Well, I was angry.
Oh?
Very angry. Because of what he'd done to the priests, to the church. I wanted to be a nun, you see. I was on the threshold of that life, and when he let his people do those things, I knew he was bad. I had to stop him. I never became a nun.
Not the right material.
I suppose my life has been like that, in a way. You could say I am a member of an enclosed order.
I'm sure he had enemies, political enemies. Lots of people must have disliked him, but they didn't all want to kill him.
Well, some did. I wasn't the first to try, just the first to succeed.
Still, this isn't what you would call a normal act. Normal people might say they feel like killing someone, but they don't do it.
If some great tyrant, some genocidal despot, wandered in front of your rifle sights, would you not be tempted to pull the trigger?
Yeah, perhaps. But I wouldn't go hunting for him.
If I'd been a man, they'd have strung me up. But they couldn't. Not a young woman of good family. So they had to put me away. They couldn't accept the notion that a woman might want to change things. I just wanted to change things, you see. I wanted to stop him. He was frightful, really.
Weren't you afraid of the consequences?
For myself.
No. For everyone. If you wanted to change the world, maybe it wouldn't be for the better. That student in Sarajevo who shot the Archduke. He started a war.
I didn't start a war.
You could not stop fascism. Mussolini is revered now. Perhaps if you let him live, he would have been exposed, discredited. Instead, he became an inspiration. The patron saint of the fascist movement. A movement now alive and well in Italy, here, all across the settlement. And in Greater Germany, they're building a Reich to last for 1,000 years, as they say.
There's been no war.
No. But even so, how can you decide to take a life? How can you play God?
You're a doctor and you ask me that.
I have to make decisions, yes, but I do not murder in cold blood.
My blood wasn't cold. I was young. I thought I was a hero. I thought that I would sacrifice my conscience to the world for the world's sake. Have you never fought for a cause you know to be just?
No.
To have your blood up and to risk everything. You smell meths?
No.
Methylated spirit?
No.
Oh, it's really strong. It's on my temples. I can feel it on my temples.
Violet? The thing is...
No, the metal plates!
Violet?
No, I don't want it!
Don't forget a hairpin's nurse.
Yes, Doctor.
I don't want this!
There
no!
is something I need to talk to you about. Violet, can you hear me? Nurse is going to give you something to bite.
No! There's no sense of time. Is it now? Is it years ago? Am I in the future? There's nowhere to stand. It's so hard to find somewhere. I'm lost. all lost.
Mussolini, the dictator, declared war on the Allies.
Mad, dull Englishmen go out in the daytime. German radio has just announced
that Hitler is dead.
And from here we can see Her Majesty inside, radiant and smiling.
I said, shake, round and roll. I said, shake, and round and roll.
The Empire Windrush brings to Britain 500 Jamaicans. As we look, we are stuck in the middle of the measure of the business.
Violet, how are you?
I've forgotten my name.
Violet.
Where is this?
You're back in your room. You had another treatment.
What country? What country?
England.
Who is the Prime Minister?
Anthony Eden.
Anthony Eden.
He's on the wireless today, banging on. They've been on about it all day. Sounds like we're going to war again.
Oh, my wireless, may I have it?
Here it is.
Made clear this morning in his broadcast to the nation. The Prime Minister said that President Nasser was plotting to destabilise the Middle East. He drew parallels with Mussolini, a parallel that he described as close. None of us, he said, can forget the lives Mussolini cost before he was dealt with. And we all remember only too well what the cost can be of giving in to fascism. The cost of inaction, he argued, would be insupportable. This is the BBC Home Service. And now we take another journey to Ambridge, where events have taken...
Oh, no, not them.
Can't remember her own name, but knows what she thinks about the Archers. I wonder if it's actually doing you some good.
What is?
The new treatment.
Well, I don't have to have it again, do I? I don't want it. I don't want it.
We'll see what the doctor says.
Now, what about Violet Gibson? How's she responding?
Is she responding?
That's what I'm asking you.
Well, you're the doctor. I don't know, do I?
How does she seem to you?
Well, of course, they all behave better when they're having a new treatment.
Do they?
Of course. It's the attention. If they feel they're getting some attention, then they make an effort. And so for a while, everything's quite hopeful, until people lose interest, and then things go back to where they were before. I remember it with the lobotomies. They were ever so perky to begin with.
This is not the same.
No, Doctor.
We will continue with the treatment.
Yes, Doctor.
Where's my breakfast?
No breakfast for you this morning, Violet.
Why not?
You can have a guess.
The treatment?
You have to do it, Violet, so be a good girl.
I don't want it.
Come on, Violet. You can take your own hairpins out.
Please, Maggie, I'm begging you. Please don't do that to me again. I will be a good girl. I'll be ever so good, but I don't want that
again. There is nothing I can do about it.
Look, I haven't done anything. I helped you with the bed. I'll be good. I promise, Maggie. I promise, please.
If the doctor says you're for the treatment, then you're for the treatment. Nobody likes it much, Violet. You have to be a good girl and take what's coming.
No, 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 no!
Oh, for God's sake!
Nurse Margaret says you don't like the treatment.
No.
Why not? Did it hurt?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Do you feel better afterwards?
Well, in my head, I was quite well.
Well, then.
Please don't.
You'll have to try and explain what it is you don't like if you want us to help.
Well, when it happened, everything changed.
Yes.
I wasn't here anymore. Well, I was here, but it was different.
What was different?
Well, everything. I've had it before in glimpses, but not at full blast, in another world.
Such as?
You had a wife.
Wife?
If she was still alive, your fiancée. I suppose who became your wife. Alive then, I mean. Now. I can't explain. I could see everything more clearly in the other world. But it was all wrong. I don't want to go back there. It wasn't right. There was something wrong about it. I don't know. I felt better, but it was wrong.
Why don't we give you one more treatment and then see?
No.
Oh, come along, Violet.
No,
you can do it once more.
No, I
nurse.
Just...
Nurse!
Doctor?
No!
Let's get this over.
No!
Yes, Doctor.
No, don't, please.
Here is Major Glenn Miller persönlich.
Danke schön, Ilse.
The Führer is not part of the thing. Can you prepare that?
In April of this year, the women of Germany...
Some species are superior to others,
there's no doubt in my mind.
Fascist phenomenon.
In the presence of an morale.
I'm Violet. I had a gun. I used the gun. Did I kill him? Sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't. That's it, isn't it? I killed him. Or I didn't. Which one? Did I kill him? Did I murder him? God help me.
Vi? How are you? Vi? I brought your wireless. See? Vi?
Yes?
I'm going to put it on. The minister is making a broadcast.
Mosley?
Well done, Vi. Oh, but it's not Mosley, it's his Minister for Information, Mr. Joyce. I thought we might listen.
Yes.
And there we have to leave, Elsinore.
And furthermore, Great Britain should deny itself the thankless task of offering itself as an asylum for alien perverts and subversives. Certain it is that England has been in danger of becoming a dumping ground owing to the misguided hospitality it has extended to the alien degenerates, irresponsibles and undesirables. This...
Turn it off.
I thought you liked the news.
Turn it off.
Oh, Ray, don't excite yourself. I thought you liked it. He's coming on the weekend.
Who is?
The Minister for Information. He's coming to our little town.
Is he?
He's going to inspect our parade and take tea with the senior officers of the League at the town hall.
You're a senior officer, aren't you?
I'm a group captain. Imagine me taking tea with Mr. William Joyce.
Very nice.
Oh, it is nice, Vi. It makes all the difference.
What do you make of this, Margaret?
An electric polisher?
That's right. Three more on the way.
Wait till I tell Denise. She'll be over the moon.
The very latest.
Oh, Dr. Francis, however did you swing this?
Drop down to me, Maggie. It's all hands to the pumps.
Why?
We're being inspected.
The minister?
Yes.
He's coming to the hospital?
Yes, I'm to meet his staff tomorrow to settle the details.
He won't be coming down here.
Oh, yes, he wants to see everything. Nothing's off limits. They asked about this ward particularly.
Oh, my goodness!
Can you be pleased?
Oh, I'll turn everything upside down. It'll be clean as a whistle. Wait till I tell my brother. He'll be green. He thinks William Joyce is the cat's whiskers.
And what will the Queen of Bohemia say?
Oh, his estate visit shall be over the moon.
Yeah, we'll fill her with something sleepy on the day, just in case.
Yes, and Nicky.
Certainly, Nicky. Oh, we don't want the minister to tangle with her.
Oh, no. Denise will be fine. She'll help. What about Violet?
Yes, Violet. Oh, I'm sure she'll be fine.
The minister is waiting to see you, Dr. Shelton.
Oh, he's very prompt.
Yes, we came by train. Just go right in.
Do sit down, Doctor.
Yes, Minister. Thank you.
Violet Gibson.
Yes, I submitted a report as requested on her condition. I don't know if you've had the
time. I don't give a tinker's curse about her condition. She's been in your hospital ever since she committed the murder.
Since 1927, yes, as far as
eating three meals a day and having her ass tenderly wiped by bleeding hearts like you,
well,
Doctor.
I've only been in the hospital for 3 months.
She is in the ward for incurables.
Yes.
I have decided that she is a prime and fitting candidate for the new treatment.
New treatment.
I am planning to announce a program of selected euthanasia. It has been in our manifesto for some time, in the small print. The party is enthusiastic in principle, but when it comes to practice, there are always sentimentalists who try to make a fuss. Medical men like yourself, Doctor, can be surprisingly weak-minded. Violet Gibson answers our case perfectly. She's a criminal who has murdered one of the great and inspirational figures of our movement. She has suffered no punishment, but rather been fed and maintained by the state while others struggle and sweat. She is insane. She is an assassin. She is a burden. We will make an example of her. We will publicise her as the first recipient of our new programme. Who will be able to speak against such a first step? And once the first step is taken, the rest is easy. I wish you to make the necessary arrangements.
But how...
Well, how will we kill her?
Yes.
By rights, we should shoot her in the head with a revolver. I'd very much like to do it myself. I would take great pleasure in emptying the chamber into her diseased brain. However, everything, of course, must be done with the utmost regularity. The Reich has agreed to lend us their technology. They are at the forefront in this, as in so much else. A mobile unit is being tested as we speak. It will attend your hospital in a few days.
Mobile unit?
In essence, a lorry. They seal the doors and pipe the exhaust straight into the back. Simple, effective. We gas the bitch and then in due course many others like her. Well, you don't seem pleased, Doctor. It should make your job a damn sight easier. You get all the paperwork in due course. Good day.
Why now? They left me alone for 25 years.
I don't know. I don't think they ever forgot about you. I think they deliberately left you to rot as a punishment, obviously. And then it occurred to them that you could be of use, that your death would serve their purpose.
I see.
I don't know if these clothes will fit you. They belong to my wife. You're about the same height. You're thinner than her. You should be able to get into them at least. In the handbag is money, as much as I could get together, and an identity card. We have cards here for release patients, you know. I have put some details on one. It conforms to your appearance, but I've written a different name and so on. You should read it to familiarise yourself with the identity.
It's lovely material. Lovely handbag. Is that a vanity case?
Please get changed. You don't need to feel shy. After all, I'm a doctor.
What will happen to you?
Oh, nothing much, I expect. You escaped. I will be censured for negligence.
They'll take it as a deliberate slight.
No, they won't be able to prove any connection.
When I'm caught wearing your wife's clothes?
You won't be caught.
Of course I will. How long do you think I'll last out there? It's a different world. I'd stick out like a sore thumb. I have nowhere to go.
Go anywhere. Take a room in a big city. Find work. Just disappear.
No.
Why not? It's a chance. They will kill you.
It's not a chance. There's no chance. I wouldn't last 5 minutes.
You could at least try. If not for yourself, for the others who might follow.
There are easier ways than that of denying them their propaganda.
What? What ways?
I have been condemned to a life of utter passivity by my actions. I've been plagued by remorse. I've often longed for a means to redeem myself.
What do you mean?
One has to act for good or bad. And if one makes mistakes, then one must try again, mustn't one? Maggie! I'm to go back now! Righty-o!
Violet, please.
I'll take the vanity case. Shop. Gosh, no one must come. Oh, hush now. Ew. Oh, so much blood. Good. Oh.
How I love you, how I love you.
My shirt, you're ruining my shirt.
Wearing his boiler suit,
the famous boiler suit.
Lolly.
In scarlet and gold, with the Queen's initials across his little chest.
Violet! Violet! Oh, God, Violet, why did you have to go and do that? Where the hell did you get those scissors from? Jane, Violet Gibson slit her wrists! Oh, Violet, I never thought you'd do something like this. Get the doctor! Jane!
How many fingers am I holding up?
Four. I couldn't run, I'm sorry.
Violet, what year is this?
1956. I thought this was a way out.
Do you know what she means?
No.
Who is the Prime Minister?
I'm not quite sure. It's either. Please, could it be Anthony Eden?
Yes, good. She'll be fine.
She lost so much blood.
You caught her just in time. You did very well.
Well, it happens, of course. You get used to it, but I never expected it of Violet.
Where did she get the scissors?
It's a complete mystery, Doctor. They look as if they've come from a very expensive set. They're razor sharp. We've got nothing like them here.
That's curious.
I feel as though I've seen them before.
Have you?
No. Are there any clues as to why she did it?
Well, that's your department, Doctor.
Oh, come on, Maggie. You see more of her than I do. Do you have any idea?
She didn't like the new treatment, did she?
She was getting better.
Was she?
Joyce is the name. I have an appointment to see Dr. Shelton.
Yes, sir. That's right. You're expected. Doctor will see you now, sir.
Thank you. How do you do? Joyce? William Joyce. Daily Mail. Afraid I'm running a bit late. The train's all to clock, as per usual.
Please sit down, Mr. Joyce.
Cute.
How can I help you?
Violet Gibson. She's here, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
I'd like to see her.
Are you family?
God, no. She's from a long line of Irish lunatics, I gather. I'm writing a little piece about her and a few others of her kidney.
Are you?
Women of action, the female of the sex more savage, etc. That sort of thing. We believe there's a lot of stinking bilge talked about the fair sex. Not least that they are gentler than the male. I'm collating a group of thumbnail sketches of women who've committed violent crimes. Just to set the great unwashed thinking. You know, we like to get them scratching their greasy locks.
I don't quite understand.
Well, I'm not using any long words, am I? Violet Gibson. She shot a Mussolini.
Did she? Did she really?
Well, didn't you know?
Well, I didn't believe it.
You mean she told you, but you didn't believe her because she's balmy? Oh, she shot him, all right. I have all the gen if you don't believe me. There was a headline. Nut hits Duce's Bonche. You get it? Bonche. They don't write them like that anymore. The 7th of April, 1926. He was inaugurating the 7th International Surgeons Conference. He gave a speech. When he came out, she was waiting on the pavement. He came down the steps. There was a crowd. He was a very popular man in Italy, greatly loved by the people. Still is in some places, actually. He stopped to acknowledge the applause of a group of medical students who were waiting to see him. She had a small six-shot revolver. She got to almost within an arm's length of him when she fired.
She shot him?
At almost point-blank range. But as she pulled the trigger, he made a salute to the crowd. You know, the fascist salute. In the action of saluting, he threw his head back. She must have been aiming for his temple, but she hit him in the nose. The bullet went through both nostrils. Fired from the side, you see. Well, she so nearly killed him. A moment later, an inch to one side, and the bullet would have entered his brain. She even had time to get in another shot. She fired again. Point blank. This time, she would have surely killed him, but the pistol jammed, misfired or something, and then the carabinieri piled in, just ever so slightly after the event, as is customary with your what policeman.
What happened to her?
The crowd beat her up. They would have lynched her if she'd been a man, don't you think? But she was rescued by Signor Plod and taken into custody. For a while, it looked as though she'd stand trial.
She didn't go to court?
Her family got her out. They pleaded insanity. Apparently it was a touch tricky because she had long periods of lucidity. She was only mad north-northwest. But Signor Mussolini was exceedingly magnanimous and did not want to sour relations with Great Britain. He wanted international accord, despite what many ignorant people assume, so they got her out and dumped her here. And here, it seems, she has stayed. So I'd like to talk to her, if I may.
No, I'm afraid you may not.
I beg your pardon?
If you're not next of kin, you have no visiting rights, and access to patients is at my discretion.
So?
I have the welfare of my patients at heart. I do not think an interview is appropriate at this time.
At this time? She's only been here for 25 years. When would be convenient? Shall I come back when hell freezes over? I don't think you understand who I am. Would you like a piece about your hospital in the news section? How's your marriage? Would it suit you to have reporters sniffing around? Been doing anything you shouldn't with the young nursing staff? We can always make it up if you haven't.
I am not married, Mr. Joyce. I can tell you that Violet is very unwell, that she is recovering from a serious incident.
What incident?
A suicide attempt.
I want to see her.
No. Perhaps when some time has elapsed. Perhaps in a few months.
Months don't suit my deadline.
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Joyce. I must get on.
Why did she try to kill herself? Is she mad?
Good day, Mr. Joyce.
How did she do it? Was it pills? A razor?
Nurse, Mr. Joyce is leaving. Bring him his coat and hat.
Yes, Doctor.
Is she bonkers? How bonkers is she?
Maggie, get two orderlies from the men's side to escort Mr. Joyce from the premises.
Yes, Doctor.
Nurse, do you know Miss Gibson?
Please not speak to anyone.
Yes, Doctor.
Goodbye, Mr. Joyce.
Well, just au revoir, Doctor.
Violet.
Yes?
I brought you some pictures and some books. The pictures are distressing, but I want you to look at them.
What are they?
Here.
What is it? It's a man hanging upside down and a woman. They're all bloody. Are they dead? There's a crowd just looking. It's disgusting. What is it?
The man is Benito Mussolini. The woman is his mistress, Claretta Patacci. They were killed towards the end of the war in 1945 by the partisans and strung up by the crowd.
Horrible.
Yes, it is horrible.
This is Mussolini.
Yes.
But didn't I...
You shot him.
I did shoot
him. But you missed... You hit his nose.
I didn't kill him.
No.
Are you sure?
That's why I brought you the picture, so that you could see.
But there's a place I go to sometimes where I did kill him, and everything is different and not for the better. I'm a murderer there. It torments me. I am damned. I have his soul on my conscience.
You have his nose on your conscience, that's all. You didn't kill him.
But in this other place, I do.
Is that where you harmed yourself?
In this other place, there has been no war. And Oswald Mosley is Prime Minister. And you are married, but not happy. And Maggie is kinder. And terrible things are happening. And it's all because I killed Mussolini.
But you didn't.
I didn't.
Look at the picture.
I can hardly bear to.
I know, Violet, that in time, when you can consider all this, and I will help you to think about it and to deal with it, in time you will come to understand that you had a very lucky escape. You did something that was brave but wrong. But fate intervened, and you did not kill, and are not a murderer, and have no one's soul on your conscience.
Do you think?
Yes. You are not a murderer. You do not want to kill any more than I do. Violet, I'm going to move you. I'm moving you up to the annex. You shouldn't be long term. We need to think about getting you out of here.
We'll need another mattress. Uh-huh. I'll clear out Violet's things. There's nothing here to speak of. Well, she had a wireless. Somebody might like that. I'll dig it out when I've got the blood off the floor. Get it all ship-shape for the next incumbent. Perhaps we can use a bit of fresh paint. You know, these stains won't shift, not completely. Poor old Violet. Oh, here it is.
I've been the victim of a fatal shooting. The Minister for Information was attacked as he boarded the train for the capital this morning. An assailant fired two shots, fatally wounding the minister, who was pronounced dead on his arrival at hospital.
Oh, my God.
The assailant, a man in his early 40s, has been apprehended and is in custody. The police have released his identity as Dr. Francis Shelton, a psychiatrist and medical superintendent.
Oh, my God. Jane?
Messages of condolence
Jane?
Are pouring into party headquarters and from leading figures around the globe, celebrating the contribution that William Joyce has made to the movement. The Prime Minister is scheduled to make a statement at 6 o'clock this evening. But for now, we will return to the scheduled programs and to Ambridge, where events have taken an entirely unexpected...
In Duce's Bonds by Robin Brooks, the part of Violet was played by Catherine McCormack, Maggie by Maureen Beattie, Dr. Francis Shelton by Adrian Rawlins, William Joyce by Nicholas Wooderson, and The Queen of Bohemia by Sarah Edel. It was directed by Fiona McAlpine and was an Allegra production for BBC Radio 4.
Tomorrow afternoon we'll be transported to 1950s Devon and the magical story of two brothers in love with the same girl. That's our afternoon play at 2:15. Back to today, Sue Cook will unravel more historical mysteries in Making History in a couple of minutes.
BBC Radio 4, the news at 3 o'clock. The most senior judge in England and Wales has urged his colleagues not to send offenders to prison unless it's absolutely necessary. The Lord Chief Justice, Lord Phillips, said the sensible place for rehabilitation was in the community. The Ministry of Defence has released the names of the two British soldiers who were killed by a roadside bomb in southern Iraq over the weekend. They were Lieutenant Tom Mildenhall from Battersea in South London and Lance Corporal Paul Farrelly from Runcorn in Cheshire. The mobile phone firm Vodafone is cutting 400 jobs after announcing the biggest losses in British corporate history. The posts will go at the company's headquarters at Newbury in Berkshire. President Bush's Treasury Secretary John Snow has resigned. Henry Paulson, the chairman of the investment bank Goldman Sachs, has been nominated to replace him. The Department of Health says its plans to create electronic medical records for every patient in England are at least 2 years behind schedule. Lord Warner, the minister in charge of information technology in the NHS, said the scheme won't be up and running until 2008. Doug Jewell from the pressure group Liberty outlined his concerns about the database.
It depends on who has access to it and under what situations it's held, because it's all very well a medic accessing it if you've been knocked over in the road. It's a little bit different if somebody in a doctor's surgery hundreds of miles away from you can suddenly flash up your records, and that happened on one occasion.